What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Here I am. Welcome to the show. I'm Nikki Glaser. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. How y'all doing out there? I'm untangling some cords. Untangling cords. How are your cord management, you guys? Andrew's pretty good about his stuff is tangled. Man, I haven't seen you untangle headphones in truly months and months and months. I don't even know that when we were living together, and you don't have AirPods, but literally... Yeah. The image of you I have from New York City, Andrew, is untangling headphones.
Yeah, I think because I was a dog walker, so I was listening to a lot of music.
Yeah.
Headphones were out. Then I'd put them in my pocket to talk to the owner.
Yeah.
And then they get in the pocket and they do something in there.
Oh, my
where
God.
They start to tango. They start to fool around. And next thing you know.
They start fucking.
They start fucking hard and they're knotted up.
Yeah, boys. They're like two little, when two flies fuck each other and you can't get them apart, or bees or something.
Or ladybugs or fuck bugs.
Yeah.
What are those bugs that fuck all the time?
Fuck bugs.
Noah?
There's no. I mean, all bugs be fucking
all
the time.
No, there's bugs
because they keep.
That, love bugs fuck all the time.
Oh, love bugs. Sure. What do you call those little bugs that roll up?
Roly-polies.
You called them roly-polies? What did you call them, Noah?
Maggots?
No?
Do you know that maggots breathe from their butts?
They do.
Who doesn't? Breathe, did you say?
Yeah, they breathe from their butts.
I mean, those
makes sense.
They
also
eat... old rotting flesh. That's kind of a more interesting or a more whoa.
Oh, maggots are such a hard life. Ugh.
No, they love it.
Maybe.
They just show, they get to show up when everything seems terrible. And they're like, that's when they're living their best life. So.
That's true.
I kind of oh.
Their winter is our summer.
Maggots are so disgusting. Do you know they're like baby flies, right?
Oh, I just thought they were larvae.
And a lot of times maggots like help protect, like so when someone, I watch so many like weird like videos online of people getting their like, you guys know I'm into wart videos. It's so gross. But if you, I mean, it's, what, I've watched so many videos out? About podiatrists talking about people that have neglected feet and like wounds and stuff. And they said that they find a lot of times when someone walks in with like a, you know, a diabetic person who has a open wound that they can't even like feel anymore.
Yeah.
And that it's rotting flesh and there's like maggots on it, that the maggots are what kept them from getting disease because they ate all the stuff that would have been a bacterial infection. And like they, maggots sometimes keep the person alive longer because they're just chomping down on all like the gross stuff. It's so gross. Would you ever do, if you had to, like, you know, sometimes they do leeches.
Like Fear Factor?
I would never eat a bug. I think I ate like crickets one time that were in a chocolate bar as like some kind of like, you know, they used to sell things like this has crickets in it. And Kirsten and I would go to this place called the Bug Store.
I ate ants before.
Just for
like ants on a log. And I thought it'd be funny to have put actual ants on the peanut butter. I ate it.
I bet you didn't even taste it. Were they just very tiny?
Protein, baby.
Yeah, we
I was jacked
so many
in
bugs.
Kindergarten. I was fucking eating so much fucking ants. No, I, there was ants on a log, which was, I think, raisins on peanut butter and celery.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be funny to throw on some. I once.
By yourself or to, like, was your brother there?
No, like, this was just a lone thing.
Rusty was there. We got, we know it was Rusty.
Rusty was
and
in my
like,
heart.
No, this it was, those
this was
were
before I met
love
Rusty.
Bugs.
This was, I was probably hanging out with like a guy named Dale or something. I had this guy named Buck, which is a great name, Buck.
Your friends.
On our softball
names.
Team. And he bet me, I bet him $20 that he wouldn't put his face in a fire ant pile and like smash it around.
Did you
in
have
there.
$20?
I think I have some IOUs to Buck. he did it though. He just threw his face in this fire ant pile and just, and he got up and he has a half a tooth and he'd hit a softball like six, like no bullshit, like 600 feet. This guy was an animal.
Whoa.
He definitely has killed people.
Can you look him up? Where is Buck?
I don't know his last name.
Oh my God. I don't think he had one. So was he screaming in horror?
No, he loved it. I honestly think he would have done it just for kicks. He would have paid me money to do
you
it.
You would probably do something like that for kicks.
Yeah, I was like, I was a kid that would probably do something like just to get attention. There was that Dave, you know, Dave, the show Dave.
Yeah,
that was like his whole. Remember that was.
That oh yeah,
whole,
that was his whole like identity as a adolescent is just the he's the one that will do insane things,
slamming his face in like pudding.
Yeah,
and then he kills his old self by drowning him in pudding. Remember?
Oh,
before
yeah.
The show?
He's like, I don't want to be that guy anymore who's just the goofy guy.
I relate to that a lot.
I bet. Oh, is that what you? Why you love that show so much?
Oh, yeah. He's a Jewish, like artist that shouldn't be an artist because his parents aren't successful. And everyone's telling him that he probably shouldn't be doing this because he should just be an accountant.
And his parents don't really get it.
Yeah.
And
oh, I relate the insane amount to
you,
him.
You probably were the goofball because the other day someone said... You were telling us they used to call you asexual ace or something.
I was just asexual for a lot of my.
But someone called you asexual something like an asexual. Remember, you were saying that your nickname, and I was like, "Your what part of your nickname was asexual?"
I just think, oh, I don't remember.
I remember someone had given you that moniker, and I was like, "You guys came up with asexual?
Maybe asexual, dead again, virgin or something."
You were just, you, was it was
it?
Some guy that you like,
it was
like
Rusty.
A,
Rusty called
you looked
me
like a Lothari. Like you were compared to some guy that's like a guy that has a lot of sex, but they were calling you the asexual, blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
Oh, Costanza.
Oh.
I was an asexual Costanza.
Costanza doesn't have a lot of sex.
Even less than him.
Well, he's definitely not asexual.
I guess
he's motivated by women for sure.
Yeah, I guess if Costanza just wanted to fuck, not fuck
it's
at all.
It's so funny that you used to, and that it wasn't about being asexual. It was about like being
afraid of
anxiety.
STDs, yeah.
But so often I think we do that where we make up that we are this thing so that it's okay to get away with the thing that we're really dealing with, which is a totally different thing. Like you weren't asexual, you just had anxiety.
Yes.
And your anxiety about getting HIV or just like
Or being, already having it, or like, I don't know, my brain
that
was...
That kept you from having sex.
Which it shouldn't have kept me from having sex, because if I thought I had it, I shouldn't be having sex.
But you were still jerking off. That you weren't asexual. You were still getting, like, boners
don't,
and
don't
stuff.
Don't asexuals jerk off?
No. They don't have any...
Don't they put their own dick in their butt? They don't do that?
No, it's...
Really?
Is that what you did? You put your own dick in your butt?
Well, I bit on my own nipples.
How did you
That's
breathe?
That's not a thing, huh?
Through your asshole. Dick in it. Wait, tell me again, because you did reference this the other day. You once put your penis in your asshole.
No, that was Ian.
Oh, Ian Fidance did that. That's right.
I tried.
You tried?
Yeah. I never got in there.
But you have to go through the, over the balls.
I got
to
go through travel the, over the balls. Yeah, it's like through the woods. Mary.
You pack up a little suitcase for him and like send him off. Like, hope you can get over him, man.
Yeah, my dick ran away from my own body to my asshole. But never made it. It got scared and came
back. Oh, my God. I see it getting to the precipice of it, like to the, you know, the edge of a volcano and just being like, whoa, like about to fall in and being so scared and going like, I want to go back.
Well, it's funny because like my dick wouldn't even fuck my own asshole because my asshole's not that attractive. So
right.
My dick's like, no, I'm good. Oh, my God. I'm good.
I mean, there's so many things I think in my life that I've covered up, like because I...
You didn't want the real truth out there.
Right.
So
like I was
do,
just
yeah.
scared of roller coasters or whatever. So I used to say I would get sick because that's an easier thing to like, no one can debate like, oh, my stomach hurts. So I don't want to go on the roller coaster, as opposed to like, I just am scared.
Yes.
Or, you know, even having an eating disorder, being like, I am, for a while I was like, I'm vegan, because it was just like, okay, that's an excuse to not ever eat anything that's around. I mean, now I'm a vegan for different reasons, but a lot of times, people with eating disorders claim to be like gluten free. Like they just make up things so that they can not have to eat things in public with people and not make it a thing of like, I want to lose weight.
Isn't it funny to,
because it gets
like,
so much more hate if you're like, I'm watching my figure.
If you said you're allergic to alcohol.
Like I don't eat sugar. It's a choice that I make because I just avoid it because it leads me down a road that I don't like. Cause I just can't stop. But
would
I
that
feel
be an eating
really
disorder still?
No.
What's the difference though? I'm just wondering. Like, because like, at what point does it?
Well, for me, it's just that triggers my obsessive thoughts about food. When I start eating sugar, I can't stop thinking about the sugar I ate. I want more, but I also feel terrible that I ate it. It's just like a battle that I don't even want to take part in.
But isn't that battle the disorder?
Yeah. So I avoid eating it because I don't want to feel that. The feeling comes when I eat it.
Yeah.
It doesn't come from not eating it.
But saying like, I don't want to eat sugar because it makes me fatter. That is
It's not about making me fatter.
No, but I'm not saying that you're saying. I'm saying, right. though, that would get more hate in a
way.
Oh,
yeah. The other day on Perfect Strangers 2, there was some cookies that they had for a scene. And they went out of their way to make vegan, sugar-free cookies so that I could eat them. And I was like, I just don't want cookies. I already had breakfast. I'm going to have lunch right after the scene. I don't want cookies right now, regardless of what they're made of. But I felt pressured to eat the cookies because I'm on camera. The other actors in the scene are eating cookies.
Yeah.
And I hated it because if I didn't eat the cookies, then I look like a woman who's like dieting. When really
and
it's
then people
not
will
about
ask you,
that.
They'll go, well, they're vegan. Why wouldn't you eat them? And
right.
then you got to go, well, because there's sugar in them.
And well, they go, well, they're sugar-free. Why
they're sugar-free, though.
Because I don't want to eat something that doesn't... Because you know what? People just eat whatever the fuck is put in front of them, and I'm not one of those people. Like, I value my meals. I want what I put in my body to be what I want, not what is just laying around. But it really has a lot of stigma to it if you don't eat, especially if you're a thinner woman who... What? Why? Why do you need? You don't need to not eat these. Just eat them because you're already thin. It's like that kind of thing. It's like,
people do it with alcohol all the time too. They're like, just have two drinks. Oh, you're allergic? Just
yeah, that's
two.
What I was thinking about too.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same shit. Like alcohol. Like if I said to people, I go, I can't drink alcohol. My body, I have an allergic reaction, and I'll get really red.
You break out in handcuffs.
I'll break out in handcuffs.
The old joke. People have
I used
that
to tell
everyone has that joke.
What
when
would you
I
say?
Stopped drinking, when I stopped drinking and all my other friends were drinking and we would go out and everything and people would be like, oh, so what are you going to drink? What are you going to drink? It got easier to like tell people that I was an alcoholic, which is why I'm not drinking, than just being like, I'm not drinking.
Oh, yes.
About that.
They want a bottom. They want a rock bottom. Because a rock bottom's easier to understand.
Because alcoholic is almost the same as saying I am asexual. It just goes right to being asexual is not an easy thing to admit either, but it's easier than saying I have anxiety about catching AIDS. Saying I'm an alcoholic shuts people up quicker than I realize it wasn't doing for me what I wanted it to do anymore. And it doesn't, but just have one. Okay. Well, it's not even worth it. It's just a whole conversation. Alcohol shuts people up. I mean, people always used to be like, Nikki, what is all this food? You know, this was before I found recovery for eating stuff, but they'd be like, they'd make comments if I was going to eat, if I was beginning my binge, people would see my food and just be like, what the hell is this? And I just go, oh, I have an eating disorder. You know, I just wanted to cut through it because it's just like, shut up. I don't want to explain this. I don't want to have to I don't want to make excuses. I just want to tell the truth and people get mad though, people take everything personally. We have such egos that if something you're doing is somehow affects me, if you don't drink, then you must think I'm a bad person for drinking. And so now I'm mad that you're not drinking. You're not eating cookies? Oh my God. Well then.
You don't want a hamburger? What do you want?
Oh, you have people go like, and people get jealous of people who are trying to lose weight, which I guess not eating cookies always looks like you're trying to lose weight. Not my goal, but other people get mad about that because they're like, well, either they can't do that or they don't want to do it. And so they're just like, but you have to be like, I don't want to have to do what you're doing. I feel that way all the time about
stuff. Is there any food that you fantasize about eating now, knowing that you can't eat
it? The other day, Robin asked me, because I eat really healthy, and she's like, I was just wondering, for you, what would you eat if you could just eat anything?
Yeah.
And I was like, literally this.
Yeah.
I really like what I eat. It is what I crave. It's what I think about when I wake up. I'm eating what I want, and it just so happens what I want is the thing somewhat that healthy. Maybe someone else would go, oh my God, that seems so every sad.
Day. We're similar like that, where we could eat the same thing almost every single day.
Yeah. No, I don't fantasize about food. I used to fantasize about food when I starved myself. I would think about food 24 hours a day. That's all I would think about. It's just you know, I remember on old Survivor episodes when I watched that show, they would just lay around on the sandbank so tired, and they would just go, pizza. Can you think about think about just melted stringy cheese? They would just imagine food. And that was what it was like being anorexic. You just think about food constantly. I watched the Food Network all the time. All I wanted to think about was food. And now I feed myself. So there's no fantasy of food.
Yeah. It's interesting. Cause with alcohol, if you don't drink non-alcoholic beer you don't have to drink non-alcoholic beer to get through a day, but you have to eat. So whatever you're dealing with, that disorder happens every day. Now, granted, I could drink liquids, which might remind me of liquor or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It doesn't, you don't have to do that every day. But with food, you have to do every day.
But it's not about the food. It's about the feeling.
Yeah.
I felt that way with weed, it's not about certainly if you're starving yourself, you're close to going off the edge to some foods that might fuck your mind up.
Yeah.
But if you're satiated and don't have hunger, I am drawn to overeating when I'm satiated because of feelings, but that has nothing to do with me being I'm depriving myself of food. It's me clicking into I want to fucking push down this feeling and this thing tastes good. And it's just like doing a drug. So it's not motivated by being hungry. It's motivated by being unstable, which is something that you have to take care of another way.
I had a thought the other day. I actually wrote about it when I said I was 3 years without alcohol, where I'm all I want is a nice glass of red wine with a steak. And then I thought about it. I was I've never
that
done that.
That sounds the saddest fucking meal to me.
I've never done that, though. I had these
thoughts.
Yeah,
it was like your mom swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
You're romanticizing this thing that has never even happened.
Yeah.
That you deprive yourself of it for the rest of your life, it doesn't matter because you never even did
it. You know what I miss? Drinking bourbon, reading the paper in my study. It's no, you don't. You never did these things.
Yeah.
I drank Jaeger bombs and threw up on my own dick while bragging about football. I didn't. You know what I mean? It's so funny.
We romanticize what we see on TV. We glamorize these scenes of drinking on TV. and in movies when really the reality is never that for us.
Dude, every show now has a scene where someone goes to a glass of, even, you know, because people can't.
I need a drink.
You know what it is? I don't think people can't smoke anymore on movies.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
then they just, now they have, you know, alcohol.
You're right.
That's why it's in every single, I mean, Mad Men, every scene was a guy drinking. But yeah. like, even now though, it's like, oh, my kid is, Euphoria is just, it's turned into like a.
But it's not wrong.
A PSA.
Like, when it is cur.
I don't know.
When
not,
people
I'm
go,
not,
no, yeah. no, I'm not. You're right. It annoys me because it makes it seem like that is a normal thing and like the only way to soothe feeling like you just went through a breakup or you're mad. You had
song.
A rough day.
Yeah.
Oh, I need a drink. It's like a punchline when someone walks in the room like, does anyone have bourbon? You know, like, or is that whiskey in there? Give me some. And then like chugging it and go. People go, what? Like when the fucking woman is just had a long day and drinks a bunch or takes a shot because, oh, I got in a, you know, I lost my fucking.
I lost my dog in the war.
Yeah. I was going to say child, but maybe you deserve it then. But the thing is, that's what they're doing is not like cheersing to a bad day. They're numbing pain. And so that is accurate. Like that's what it does.
Yeah.
So it does do that.
For a while. And
but
then
the thing
the
is,
next
the pain
day,
is waiting
pain,
for you yeah. with a headache and yeah. nausea and all of the dumb things you texted people the next day. The pain is not going away. It's just a Band-Aid for it, which is fine in the moment, but then you got to keep drinking to keep it away. It will come back up. And that's the thing that I don't think those shows
Yeah,
really
look, if
represent.
The show was just like, hey, let's go get, you know, like How I Met Your Mother, where they drink in a bar, where they're just having like a good time. I'm all for that, like whatever. But if it's like I'm alone and I'm sad and it's I'm gonna knock back 3 bottles of booze and I'll feel better because I did this.
Oh
it's
man,
like, no,
I used to
not.
Steal my mom's cigarettes on long late at night when I would stay up all night writing an essay senior year of high school.
Yeah, where were they? Like in her bag,
in her purse,
the
and I would
yeah.
go steal them and sit on the front porch and just like be like, God, it's fucking rough writing this 5-paragraph essay about fucking.
Why does it? You're like a detective, like having to stay up all night and you gotta.
And I would,
beat,
I remember
yeah.
I would look at my dog Speedo and just be like, fucking, you get it, Speedo. And I'd just like stare him down and like he'd be out in the yard and I'd be like, God. And I'd feel so like, I felt like it was in a movie. It's like crying in the shower. Sometimes in the shower, I like imagine I'm in a movie to just get the tears going. Like, we are so motivated in everything we do by entertainment. Let's take a break and come back and talk a little bit more about this. Andrew!
Coming.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to Quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Nikki.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're like me and you struggle with FOMO and also FOGO, which is fear of going out, then you might need therapy because it has really helped me to talk to a therapist about my social anxiety and how that manifests for me. It looks different than other people. I just feel guilty all the time if I don't do things and then I dread doing them. But it's something that I've learned to accept and just embrace about myself and to forgive myself and to like myself about it. If you are also on a journey to appreciating yourself and accepting yourself, can I recommend therapy? It is so helpful to talk to someone who is not going to judge you, who has heard it all. BetterHelp is the way to start because it's all online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire, and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you don't like them and it doesn't go well, you just switch. You don't even have to like talk to them about it. That's the beauty of BetterHelp. It is for people with social anxiety. So if you struggle with social anxiety, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Nikki Glaser today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Nikki Glaser.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
We're back. I want to tell you what I just did.
What do you mean?
So I picked you up this morning.
Yeah.
And we tell you were at Starbucks. I picked you, I scooped you up. Then
grabbed
what did
a couple
we do?
Coffees.
Yeah.
Ventis.
Yeah.
Venti.
Yeah. Some
latte.
People said they got my drink order recently, and they said it was pretty damn good. Listen, I'm not wrong.
No,
it's fucking good.
Simple.
I just have I do have anxiety about people trying the things I eat because the things I eat are always, everyone just looks at them like they're so sad. So I think that when people do the things I do, they're going to go, this is your life, even though I like it.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But I think
it'd be like someone trying the sex move that you talked about where you do like the reverse cowgirl with your,
yeah, with your my legs open.
Open.
Yeah.
And someone did that and goes, that's stupid. My dick doesn't need to like.
But whenever when has ever anyone copied you and said that this tastes like shit?
So many times people have looked at my food and gone, oh my God, they just judge it by looking at it. So I'm scared that once they try it, they'll be like, oh my God. Whereas if they don't try it, I can always just be like, well, it does taste good. You just don't know.
Well, there is the guy that like, or the girl that like, I get chicken parm. How are you going to get a chicken? You know, they're at dinner and they get mad at the other person.
I cannot stand when people do that. I mean, I think I've been very clear about that I'm always the last to order because I never want, and I have had so many times where people go, actually, I'm going to change my order to hers. And I, blood starts trickling out of my
why
ear.
Why though? Why? Why
does
it? Do you think because you're not
person.
Eating what you want to eat?
No, I do want to eat what I want to eat, but I just feel like they think that what I ordered will work for them when really mine has gone through rigorous testing to get to the point where I know what I want. I am so.
So it's like someone getting a special in their first year of comedy, just like you, like on HBO, and they haven't worked as hard.
No, it's not like
I mean, how hard have you worked to get to your order?
I am a unique person who has unique tastes, and I just don't think that person is honoring what they really want. They just are trying to be someone else. Is my thing, and I think that makes me mad because it's like, it just makes me sad for them, and it makes me, I think, mad because I'm just like, if it honestly sounds good to you, that's fine, but like, I think you're just trying to be me a little bit, and I think it's just a little bit sad, and it shows me like, it makes me not respect you as much because there's no way you want what I just ordered. It's so weird and so
well,
refined.
Yeah. Well, your food orders
are so specific.
Weird. That would be.
So when someone
I've
goes,
never
I want
that.
Exactly this bullshit.
Food? No,
okay,
just the Starbucks.
Food. Yeah, but like
Starbucks is the only thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
I don't drink that much coffee. I wasn't a big coffee head throughout my whole 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
I'd get coffee black with like two sugars.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to examine why it bothers me so much when people do that. But I think it's because you're not going to like this. Just get what you like. Don't you know what you like? It makes me like, not respect them.
I didn't know what I like.
Yeah, that's... It makes me not respect
But what's
respect
about
them.
Respect? It's not even about... It's not even a
because
big deal.
Because people don't... Why I want people big... to know what they... Because I want people to get what they want, not what they think I want them to get.
No, that's... But that's not why not, I get it. I'm telling you that as someone that...
I believe
that,
you when you yeah. say, oh, that sounds good. I want to try it.
Yeah.
But... I think, why can't you look at a menu and go like, actually, that sounds
no,
good
No, I
to
feel
me.
It so much where like, sometimes I'll go with oat milk because if I go with almond milk, which I actually do like to taste better, you'll think, well, I actually told you that it was less calories one time and you're not going with oat milk, but you really want oat milk. Or you would get me soy milk instead of almond milk at times, so it wasn't the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, so it's not the same because I just am like, I'm doing something for my, that is for my sanity, and you're it's going to fuck you.
That's
I guess
what it's about. That's
thing.
What I was asking. I was like, I think it's about, it's like your own specific order that you're doing it for your, like, because of I don't know, like your sanity, like, right?
Yes.
Like, but for me, it's just like, it's just a call. Like, I'm not even thinking. I'm just like, oh, that sounds pretty good. Like, oh, yeah.
Right,
and it is good.
I always go like, but you always liked the taste of this thing. Why are you switching to this other thing? Because you think it's more like, I'm just trying to avoid people doing diety things.
Yes. You don't like other people doing diety things.
Yes. But I do diety things not because I'm trying to lose weight, but because I know that they'll fuck up my mind. Whereas I think other people that I don't think you have eating disorder issues. So I'm just like, why not enjoy the thing that you actually want? You don't have sugar issues. So why wouldn't you get the thing that has something that will make it taste better in the moment for you? Because you like the taste of things that taste.
But here's the thing. Like I am currently I'm overweight, right? Like if you had to say like what my weight should be by a doctor's standpoint and like what my cholesterol is, I should be probably 15, 20 pounds lighter. It's fine. It is what it is. Right. So if I decide, hey, I want a salad, I don't want to eat that bread. Right. And then if you get offended by me not eating the bread, you're like, well, you should enjoy the bread. You like bread. But I also probably should be healthier. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it has nothing to do with you, but it projects onto other people's eating
yes.
habits.
No, no, no. I definitely.
Which is fine because at the end of the day, like, you just want people to be happy.
Yes.
And like, you don't want them to feel. Like
I don't want
miserable.
Them to feel deprived. Yes. I don't want people to diet around me. I hate people dieting around me. It just really, because for me, diet equals they're hungry and miserable and distracted and not present. And like, I just know when people, if I watch you just have a salad that has no protein, no cheese, minimal dressing, I just know you're going to be hungry. If I have a salad, because
but
the menu
has nothing.
But why are you
watching what I eat? If I watch what you ate, you would be pissed.
Because I can't help it. I'm just admitting what's true.
No. I'm not angry about this at all. I'm just saying like...
You sound hangry about it.
I am pretty
hungry. Because you just had a little salad.
No, I had eggs this morning, fruit, and cereal.
What I'm just saying is I don't want to be around people who are dieting because not because they're getting thinner than me and I'm jealous that they're doing this thing, because I know they're not going to be present. They're going to... I know what it's like to be hungry. They're going to be distracted. They're not going to be as good, in as good of a mood. And I don't want to be around you. So honestly, it makes me want to just leave a situation when I'm with people who have not eaten enough. And I can't help it, but I do know how much people have eaten. If I'm with people for 7 hours,
I
know if someone, because they start getting cranky. I can tell if you've eaten breakfast in the morning when we do this podcast. I can tell already.
Did you think you knew I ate breakfast this morning?
For sure.
Well, I told you I ate breakfast this
morning. But I just knew you did because I'm so in tune with that stuff that I just know.
Yeah.
And I don't, and then I feel guilty when I want to leave a situation because people are dieting, because that's not, when people go, why do you want to leave? I guess I could just say I don't feel good, because the truth is I don't.
You could say you're asexual.
Yeah, I'll just say I'm asexual.
Wait, so what happened at Starbucks?
Okay, so we went to Starbucks.
Oh,
no, and then we go
wow, we went
to,
on a tangent, boy.
I mean, this is what it is. We went to the ATM machine. ATM machine, machine, machine.
This is what it is.
And I'm at the ATM, and the ATM is right next to a like one of those guys that's like, hey, you want to go out on a whale watching? Yeah. You want to go parasailing? Oh. You want to go ziplining? I got adventures for you. Like one of those kiosks, because there's a lot of tourists in this area. I'm at the ATM. I already said hi to the guy who's like calling people in. And I'm pressing the buttons, trying to figure out how many pesos and doing the conversion and stuff. And then this guy comes up to the window to talk to the woman about excursions. And he's like, I want to swim with dolphins. I want my kids to swim with dolphins. And I just am like, I'm just like looking.
No, you
didn't
say anything, did you?
And then the woman is opening the brochure and he's like, so how much is this trip? And I go, don't do that.
Oh no, you did. This is so Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I go,
what the hell? No,
I just want you to know they abuse those dolphins and that.
No,
they,
you did on a family vacation.
The family wasn't with him. He goes, what? And I go, they abuse those dolphins. They're meant to be wild animals and they're in a tank and their lives are miserable. Just so you know, I know it seems fun, but I swear to God, going to see, I said, whale watching is probably just as much money. And it's out in the wild and you're not disturbing and you're witnessing a wild animal who's happy.
What did he do?
I gave him, it's not like I was being rude. I was saying facts.
It's good
those
advice.
Animals are abused. And also your kids will get so much more enjoyment out of seeing a wild animal and they aren't contributing. I didn't say all that, but I go, whale watching is incredible. You can see a live animal that's not abused. And he just goes, okay, I want my kids to swim with dolphins, and says back to the woman.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he goes, I just want to swim with some dolphins.
He didn't listen.
You tried.
He thought I was insane. And you know what? I did not care. It was very awkward. It was not something I wanted to do. I don't want confrontation.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
make
it.
Someone feel bad about what they're going to do. I really don't. I just want to give people facts. And obviously, I offered a solution. I wasn't just like, you're a bad person. I was just like, hey, here's some information. Totally fine, but here's another thing you could do. And he just goes, he looked at me like I was crazy and then just goes, my kids want to swim with dolphins. And he goes back to the brochure and I was just like, okay. And I just went back to the ATM and then it didn't work. But I will say,
He had the thought later in life?
No, he walked away from the booth without doing the dolphin thing.
Why did
he looked at the brochure
that?
And then he
saw it was more money?
Because I think... He
didn't want
to
tell you that he felt bad.
Yeah,
but he
got to him.
It did get to him. I'm not kidding you. And I bet you anything, he went back to his kids. And let's say his kids have a little bit more empathy than he does. He went back to his kids and was like, some crazy lady just told me they abused the dolphins. Maybe his daughter goes, they what? And maybe she'll Google it and learn and say, I'm not going. You know, it could create a ripple effect. Or it could create, you know, Trump 2024. I believe in it even harder. Fuck the dolphins.
I swam with dolphins with Rusty.
Yeah, listen, a lot of people... I wish I would have swum with dolphins before I learned it was a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
It seems like a real fun thing.
I mean,
we both
wanted to be SeaWorld people.
But yeah, that was
because I went to
dream.
SeaWorld once. I go, I want to ride a fucking whale.
That's what I want to do.
It was
the way I felt about like the leaked nudes of celebrities. I wish I would have looked before I knew it was bad to look. You know it's an invasion of their privacy, so you can't look. But I'm like, God damn it. I
want to ride that dolphin.
That's the way I say about drinking. I'm like, if you haven't quit drinking yet, you're going to at some point. If you're a self-aware enough person, you clearly have a problem person who gets hungover constantly. Just enjoy your life right now.
Get into it. Ride a dolphin.
Have fun. Get drunk and fucking ride a dolphin. Go fuck a dolphin.
Here's the thing. I was thinking about this analogy the whole time. A guy is when we put our dick to our assholes, we don't want to necessarily, we just want to see if we can. And it's the same thing as taking your tongue and seeing if you could touch your nose. It's the same exact feeling a guy gets.
I can't do it.
What? Touch your dick to your nose?
Put my tongue in my asshole. Go around my head and around the back. Like Kim Kardashian.
There
with that
are
champagne.
People that can do that. It's fucking wild.
What? To touch
that
their.
Lick their own asshole.
Oh, yeah. The
that way.
Yeah, it's incredible. Is it like sexual when you see that? When you see women that are like really bendy? I always know that like if a woman can do a
little
split,
circus-y.
Guys are like, whoa, sex.
Some girls will like put their legs so far, like literally like, and like then their vagina's like here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little like.
Whoa, she could.
Like
a
sword
like a
swallower. Like circus. It's too circus-like almost.
Yeah, it's almost like circus. Wait, what did you call Cirque du Soleil yesterday?
Circus Olay.
sense. Like, it's like, it sounds like it's French. Cirque du Soleil is French, but it sounds like Spanish.
What
maybe.
Is it again?
Cirque, C-I-R-Q-U-E, du, D-U, Soleil, S-O-L-E-I-L, which is sun.
Magellan effect.
Let's get to the news.
I got to pee so bad. Sorry.
Go.
You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Welcome back from the bathroom.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just went to the bathroom. I realized you have a bathtub in your bedroom.
Yes.
Which is wild.
Did you piss in it?
I did. I pissed in it, and then I took a shit in your shower. But don't worry about it. Your shower is in your closet. No, I was just saying to you that it's either you're rich. When you're rich, your bathtub's in your bedroom. When you're poor, you're in New York, and your shower's in your kitchen. I remember my buddy Casey and J.F. Harris or something. Well, I forget his
name. I know J.F. Harris, yeah.
They had a shower.
In their kitchen?
Like, full-on shower in their kitchen.
Oh, my God. Oh my so gross.
So funny. It's kind of cool, though. You could, like, cook eggs while fucking
Have you ever
washing
eaten,
your
eaten
balls.
In the shower?
Huh?
Eaten in the shower?
Yeah.
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 Had a beer in the shower?
I mean, that was my whole 20s.
Yeah.
You might as well just...
I'm surprised
could be a
you
montage.
Showered in your 20s.
Well, it was just, I drank beer once a week.
All right, what's the first news story?
The news, here it comes. I saw, actually, someone wrote me a message. They're like, can Noah read the news? Because you seem to not, like, get through it. And I was like, we could try
That's
it.
The fun
Noah,
part.
Do you want to?
Noah, will you try reading the news?
Yeah, Noah, you read the news and we'll react.
Yeah, I like that.
It's not a bad idea.
It really isn't.
Honestly, I read it. I didn't get offended at all. I go,
yeah.
They got a point.
Listen, Noah, you know your limitations.
Yeah, Noah's got a good news voice. Okay,
that's just knowing yourself.
Yeah, knowing.
I like the way Andrew reads the news, even if it's quirky.
That's quirky's such a sweet way to say it.
Have all the swells, by the way. And yeah. It's Wednesday, so you know what that means.
Noah, what's the news today? Let's try something new.
Okay. Beachgoers witness a 15-foot shark kill a swimmer in Sydney.
Whoa.
People who were fishing off the nearby shoreline heard the swimmer scream in terror and saw the entire attack unfold.
Oh my God.
In a video, a shark was lurking around and the guy recording yelled out, "Someone just got eaten by a shark. Oh man, oh no, that's insane." Police say when they arrived, they could still see human remains in the water.
Oh my God. Wait, do they know who it is?
They haven't identified the person who was eaten just yet.
Fuck. What kind of, wait, can we see the video? Or is it really scary and like, is it all
blurred out?
I think it's the guy that didn't swim with the dolphins.
He went on the whale.
He's like, you know what? I'll go swim in the wild. It's better.
Oh, no,
at least,
I'm so sorry.
At least they don't get abused there.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
No, that's so fucking sad, and like
sad.
Also so
what
so
do you
terrible
do?
To witness.
What do you do? What do you do? Do you
take out your camera and fucking film, dude?
Go viral.
What do you
bro?
Do if you see someone being eaten by a shark? I mean, nothing. I don't have the ability to do anything about that. Like it's kind of like. I don't know. Oh boy.
I think you go.
So they witnessed him, like the guy was screaming that he was the man already like dead?
They heard a scream, and then when the police arrived, there were body parts in the water
floating. Oh, God.
Oh, there's a video of it?
Fuck, yeah. My God. Wait a second. Can we see?
Was he a surfer?
Yes.
Someone just got eaten by a shark.
Oh, no.
It's going to be blurry. It's right there.
That's a great one.
Oh, there's a big blurred out like body.
Oh, no.
And then the birds land on it.
Oh, my God. The birds are all going crazy around it. Whoa, that's a big blur. It is insane. Oh, no.
What is this?
The person's still there.
Oh, God.
Okay, this is probably.
Do you want me to stop it? I can't see
you
guys.
No, keep going. Oh my God. Dude, you see like big. Oh my God.
That's not good.
Wow. Glazer is definitely going to try to find that unblurred footage.
You think there's another shark being like, God, you ate what I wanted to eat?
Oh my God, Andrew, that's so funny. We just ran out. That was the last one we had. Sorry.
You know what I like.
Yeah, we just ran out of human swimming man.
Wait, so time out. What, this? Oh, it was a swim. Who's swimming where there's shark? Like, surf. Don't swim, man.
Well,
I'm not going with these.
Don't blame
sharks,
the victim,
man.
Dude. Don't blame the victim. This is the circle of life. That guy was, let me just say though, that was some really deep, rough water that guy was swimming in.
Like, what are you doing?
Maybe he was out there surfing. Did that look like surfing times?
No, it says it was a swimmer.
Oh, fuck, dude. I mean.
By themselves? Like, what kind
of, you know what? Like, I can't wait till we find out about this guy, what his life was like. I'm so sorry to anyone who was affected by that. It's so sad. And I will try to watch this footage. I don't know. There's something about... I've never even seen Jaws, that movie, because I'm so scared of stuff like that.
The documentary.
But I,
Okay, I'll stop. This sucks.
No, this really sucks.
It's because I'm so afraid of it, so I make jokes about it, huh?
Would you want to watch the actual footage of that?
Wow, live?
We just saw the blur. No. Would you want to go find the actual footage?
I'd probably watch it on TikTok.
I generally don't like to see scary things, but that one, I just like, that is so fucking, that really strikes my morbid curiosity.
Yeah, it does, me too. If it was on TikTok and the background music was like A, B, C, D, you know, like a fun song.
No, whatever that song is.
If it's like a fun dance outside of it, you know, so it balances
or
it
someone
out.
Just like where it's in the background and the person's head is like.
Hearing that guy going, oh no, oh.
I hate TikToks where they go over the
15 seconds.
The green screen, like they'll be showing a clip and they'll go like. This and then if they're like interrupting it with their big stupid head. I hate those.
But like reactionary videos. That's a reactionary video.
I mean, I just think that it's just there's some things on TikTok that I don't understand why they're popular because they look such shit.
What's annoying to me?
Our technology is so good, and some things look so like the ones that even the woman's voice of like I tried to trick my husband into thinking that I was an intruder. It's like, why don't you just say it?
Yeah. Also, it's really funny to be you're putting your head in an already very captivating video. Like, it's one thing to do reactionary video to a song or whatever. But, like, you know, a guy's getting eaten by a shark and you're like, what?
But they can never do it smoothly. They always come in like. Yeah. It's never like a smooth. They don't ever go like.
Hey, I'm gonna make the shark getting eaten about me.
And the camera's shaky. Like, it just, it boggles my, I just don't understand.
Well, what that person just bought a Tesla.
Have you ever used that kind of thing on TikTok?
No, I don't know how to do it. I mean, it'd probably be very easy
because everyone can do it, but okay, that was insane. And I'm really, really sorry, but like, I'm interested in more details. I mean, there are some stories that I'm on the edge of my fucking seat about like, what's going to happen next. Like, I know that we're going to find out who that guy was, more about the story. There's probably going to be more footage that comes out. I do, though, if I ever get eaten by a shark, I want it to be in Australia because I want when people say no, for it to say no, 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 no.
It does sound like
it sounds much more satisfying. I love an Australian no. It's all you have to do an Australian no. The trick is you take the word annoy and you take off the first And you just say, noi, noi, noi.
No.
Noi. Just say noi.
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 And just do it more like, noi, noi.
Noi. Noi.
No worries.
No worries.
It sounds like you're mocking my name.
Noah.
Noah.
Noi.
All right, okay. Next news story, Noah. You did great on that.
Oh, my God,
one.
That was so good. She even did a dramatization in her voice.
I mean, it.
That was.
You know what, though? I'm always afraid you're going to cut me off, so I get afraid that I'm not getting through it in time.
That's a good point. I probably would.
But you're not going to cut off Noah.
No.
Noah doesn't feel that, what I felt.
No, because I'm compelled to hear the end of the sentence.
You're like a 15-foot shark while I'm trying to read a fucking news story. I'm like, no, Nikki, no, Noy. Noi, you're annoying me. All right, here we go.
Oh, God.
Go, Noah. Kill it.
Okay. A girl who went missing more than 2 years ago at the age of 4 was found alive by police hidden underneath a staircase in a New York home.
Oh, my God. That's the greatest game of hide and seek I've ever heard.
Detectives removed several of the wooden steps in a basement, and that is when detectives saw a pair of tiny feet. After removing several more steps, the child and her abductor were discovered within The space was small, cold, and wet. Authorities believe she was taken by her non-custodial parents, and police had previously followed leads to the residence where she was ultimately found, but said that each time the residents had denied any knowledge of the girl's whereabouts.
So they go, why would they even take apart the staircase? It was just because it needed, like, the cops went over and were like, oh, it's a little creaky. Well, we're going to come back and fix it. Oh, so they were looking for her. And they had a feeling that it was in the staircase.
They must have gotten a lead that there was something happening in the basement underneath the staircase.
Oh my God. Where in New York? Is this in Manhattan? Or like...
No. It's like somewhere...
New York City?
Like upstate New York.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I always think about that. Like, you know, all the women right now that are... Or, you know, men, but mostly women who are in some fucking psycho's chamber.
Do
you want to see what it looks like? It's kind of sad.
Yes. Yeah.
The stair.
Oh, my God. We keep have you ever heard visuals? Of that? Visuals? Really? Oh my God.
It's a crime podcast.
I'd rather watch a shark attack again.
There is a panda pillow that is like looks like it's crying.
It looks like from South Park or something.
And, oh, that's so sad. And the captor was in there with her. Fucking disgusting.
Oh, God.
Everyone,
fuck that. Dude, fucking, I want
to
kill
him. I want
to
kill him
holding
so
her to,
hard.
Like, be quiet.
Yes. You know? Yes. Oh, my God. That poor baby. God,
I wonder what
I
the rent was
okay.
in New York for there.
Oh, I mean, is there a shower in there? That little staircase part, that's got to be at least $1,200 a month.
Well, yeah, with COVID rules, but yeah.
Oh, there's a little like girl's boot next to it. Oh my God, that's so
fucking imagine the guy
sad.
Getting the stairs picked up and he's like, I'm just here. Like he's trying to still get out of it. Like it's the most obvious thing
yeah.
ever. That, like,
Ollie,
like,
Ollie, oxen free.
Marco.
Oh my God.
Your pool.
My grandpa used to do this thing where we would play hide and seek, and then he would never come look for us.
That's so fucked up.
And my parents loved it.
Longest,
my parents would laugh so hard, and I knew there was something up about this game because my parents would go, "Bob, play hide and seek with the kids," and they'd laugh and laugh and laugh. And I didn't hide that long because I was on to them eventually. But he would just have us go hide, and then he'd never come find us. And then you just stay. Like it's kind of genius. It's like when I used to play doctor with kids I babysat for, where I was like, "You have to. You can just like I'm a dead patient, and you have to operate on me." And then I get to take a nap.
Well, yeah.
I just get to lay there while kids like
a light massage.
Where
yeah.
I'm like, just my knee. You're a knee surgeon, and they just like tinker on my knee.
You're a masseuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long was the longest you think you hid for before you realized?
Probably 10 minutes. I mean, kids' attention spans are not that. It just made. I think I caught on quicker than I just knew something was up because my dad was laughing too hard.
Did they ever do the?
Did you have a go-to?
You can't. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Noah.
Oh, I was gonna ask if you had like a go-to spot.
I think I always picked closets and clothes, and I would hide. I would try to hide on top of something and then hide within the clothes.
Oh,
but I also have like I used to come up with ideas for because I was so obsessed with being kidnapped and like someone breaking into my house and like someone and where I would hide. And I came up with an idea for under the bed. You would have a bed that is very high off the ground, and it would have a storage unit that you could hide in up. So you go under the bed and then you climb up into a little recessed thing that hung down, and you would be able to stay there and protect yourself from intruders. And I used to think I'll make my bed after I get out of it to make it look like no one was in it and then go under, and I could sell these beds to make people feel safer.
This is your Shark Tank pit. You're pitching
as
a bed.
As a child, I came up with many inventions like this. Also one where you have a long tube that you put your cigarette on so that you could smoke in the car with the kids, but your kids won't get a headache. And the cigarette would go out the window, and then you would suck it, and then you would have another tube where you would blow out the smoke, and it would go out the car, too.
Did you ever think about just putting a smaller contraption on top of a scuba snorkel?
No. I didn't.
That could have worked. Did you ever do the thing where they go, "Hey, I bet you can't get that in 20 seconds. And you end up like, I mean, that
doing
works
the kid
so
thing,
well.
You just like, I bet you can't, you just make them run back and forth, run around to tire them.
But you
them.
Can't divorce mom in 20 seconds. That's what my dad did to me. I got it done too in 18.
Noah, what's our last news story?
Okay. All right. Mark Zuckerberg, who is on a rebranding mission, announced that employees at the social media giant will now refer to each other as MetaMates.
MetaMates.
What is this, like a manatee? MetaMates.
Because the metaverse. MetaMates.
Ugh, it's like Vegemite.
MetaMates. Ugh. I mean, does he want us to like him ever? That is the... I just like someone that gets made fun of so much for being so lame. Why would you ever think that would make you...
You know who he is? He's David Koresh. If David Koresh had $1 billion or a $100 billion. Mm. Like he has the same... But because he has so much money, everyone's just like, eh, we're MetaMates. Like... Money and power equal, like, and a thought that you have.
I wonder if they thought it was cool, that his employees, you know, I wonder if they all kind of snickered to themselves.
I don't know. We have besties that are like, you know what I mean? Like, is it?
Well, we know that besties is
a like joke off of besties.
A thing that people say besties all the time is eye rolly. And it's just like, ugh, that, but it, we kind of took that from that.
Yes. Yeah. We took that from, yeah. We're, maybe we
it's ironic.
Let's call our fans MetaMates from now. Oh my God.
No, I can't. MetaMates. It's this was all over the internet yesterday. I read it so many places. I didn't know what I was supposed to make of it.
Oh, so it's a playoff of... Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Noah. Sorry, I'm reading your line.
Okay. The term is apparently a play on the naval-inspired slogan used at Instagram, ship, shipmates, self. I don't know what that means.
The word mates, you never want to throw that into something because mate... It just is like playmate.
Australian again, but yeah.
Mate.
Hey, mate.
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 Yeah.
He just wants control over people. That's all it's about, man.
I love that Social Network movie, though.
It is great.
He was good in that. He wasn't even in it. But I liked that Jesse, movie so... Jesse Eisenberg. Oh, my God. That movie is so good.
He's also so... Jesse Eisenberg's great. He plays that like weird... kind of smart character. I wonder if he's smart in real life or he's dumb as
shit. I bet he is. But most actors, I bet he's a little bit boring.
He lives in like Wisconsin and he loves stand-up apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Jesse. Sorry. Yeah,
State.
Boring.
Comedy on State. He
Come
goes
on,
to all the time.
See me in... I'm going to Wisconsin on my tour. I got a lot of dates coming up,
Wisconsin,
by the way.
Wisconsin.
Where are we going? Austin. Jacksonville. Another place in Florida. I kind of want to stay at the hotel where Bob... I just want to... I think I'm playing the same venue that Bob played on the last night before he died.
Oh.
I don't know what I... For some reason, I want to like stay at the same hotel. Is that weird of me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, right?
I mean, I'm not gonna...
There's something about like the... Like, you know, on Reddit, I follow like last images. Like, I just like... To hear like the last thing this person did, the last like mic this guy, I want to use the same mic he grabbed. Like I want to just like I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he wouldn't be happy about that.
No, I think I reason everything every time I make a Bob Saget. Like I make jokes referencing what happened to him because it's I think it's like honestly I think he would chuckle at it. And I think he would make the same joke if some other comedian died
for
of
sure.
The same stuff.
And in the same breath, he'd go, it's horrible, but also this is hilarious.
We make jokes because we're in pain. Let's go to break and come back again.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women.
That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
No, that was a great job. Can I just say one thing? All our Metamates,
besties don't call them out that. There. Don't you call them that. Okay.
I know Noah's better than me. I don't need messages telling me. I know. Okay.
Yes. Okay,
I don't like that. I don't need messages like that either.
We are back from break. We do not need. Andrew does not need to hear that Noah's better. We're going to keep
Noah
in the news segment. And it's not because she's better. It's like we need more Noah on the show anyway.
Yes.
This is a
She's better. She's better.
And she organizes the news stories anyway for you to read. So it's just this is less work for you to do, and we have more of you can now react more.
Oh, so I'm not even gonna pick the stories anymore?
I don't even think you need to. I trust Noah.
I've been picking the stories every morning though.
Okay, Andrew picks the stories, but I kinda like you not knowing the stories and reacting with me.
How about this though? Noah might write one line that I still get to say in the news.
Oh, I like that.
And it could be the one with the biggest word with the most S's.
I don't hate that. Noah, you always give him the most S's sentence. All right, let's...
I don't do it intentionally.
Can we do Why Do I Care?
Yes, I think you'll really like Why Do I Care.
I have a feeling I will. I just...
Why do I care?
Why do I care?
All right, so this is from BuzzFeed. I totally stole it. Okay. It's time for you to figure out if these quotes are from Taylor Swift or Shakespeare. You want to do
hit
it?
Hit me, bitch. Yeah.
I feel like if you don't get this right, you should lose your Taylor card for
I
a week.
Will
you can't
say, though, that
Taylor.
I am not familiar with her first Early. Album, Taylor Swift. I do not have that one memorized.
And any Shakespeare.
Yeah. So it's either Taylor Swift's first album or Shakespeare or Taylor Swift, the last eight albums. All right. Let's go. Okay.
I know Macbeth pretty well. I don't want to look either.
No, I do. I know Macbeth, King Lear, and Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
That's pretty
Shylock.
Good.
He was the
jewel. All right. First one. Long were the nights when my days once revolved
Taylor.
Around you. Correct.
Long were the nights when my days once revolved around you.
I think it's Hamlet.
Okay.
Pray in the four right. walk all through.
Okay, okay, so it's Taylor. All right, next.
Okay, next one.
He wore a scarf on the old boat of the tugboat. You know what I mean? Whatever. It's on the I couldn't even think of
hard
the mighty sword has fallen into my chest. My blood exists.
Oh my God, we should try to quote Shakespeare and try to get anything right. Okay, Noah, keep going.
Okay. Cowards die many times before their deaths.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. If the only thing that I could think of that lyric would be in is the song Innocent, which is about Kanye. But she's actually forgiving him in that song.
Okay, next one. Whether, whether be the frost or the violence of the dog Shakespeare. Days.
Shakespeare.
I don't know. No, it froze.
No, I didn't freeze. I'm waiting to see if you have an answer.
Oh, I'm going to go with Taylor, actually, because I could tell by your expression that you were surprised Nikki didn't know it.
Damn. Yes.
Yes.
It's Taylor.
Yeah. What
whether,
album's
whether
that on?
Be the frost
or the violence of the dog days.
Is that from a, it's got to be from a Taylor Swift song from the album Taylor Swift.
Yes. Let me just look that up because I thought you would get it right.
Oh my God. Be the frost.
Wow. I know Taylor better than
oh,
you.
It's from Evermore.
What?
Whoa.
Oh, you know what? It's probably from, is it from The Lakes?
Hold on.
Be the frost, Taylor. I'm letting everyone down. It's from, oh, it's from the, oh, it's from Evermore. I really don't like that song.
Yeah.
I'll stand by it. It's from the song Evermore. I don't know that song.
Shots
very
fired.
Well. I just don't like Bon Iver.
No, the shots are fired.
He sounds like the, it's just, he bugs me, his voice. Sorry. Shots fired.
Too okay. Fired. Next one. That's my castle crumbled overnight.
Taylor. My castle crumbled overnight.
Taylor.
Call it what you want.
Call it what you want.
Yep.
Some of them have, but they're both actually.
I mean, I think maybe.
Well, Romeo is. And Juliet.
Yeah.
Okay, just have a couple more. This is the very ecstasy of love.
That's got to be Shakespeare.
No, that's Taylor.
Shakespeare. Okay, he's right. Guys,
fuck.
Thank God.
We're tied.
Yeah, we are.
This is the last one.
Okay, no, there's two more.
Okay.
Just twin fire signs.
Taylor.
Four blue eyes.
Taylor,
twin
blue eyes.
Twin fire signs, four blue eyes.
Taylor.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, last one. My crown, mine own ambition, and my queen.
That's Shakespeare, dude.
Yeah, it's got to be Shakesy.
Yeah, shit. You're right.
Oh!
Yes! All right, that was fun. Thank you, Noah.
Yeah, that's a fun game.
Love
I like
Taylor
that game.
Swift action.
I kind of want to do something else, too, where it's like, is it The Wire or Snoop Dogg album? You know, or like we could do them with like other.
That could be fun. Yeah. I bet there's a lot of games like that online that we could just steal from BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Not do the work for.
Yeah, let's listen to another podcast, what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we did before.
Morbid.
Oh. This is the morbid girls talking about the shark attack. Ouch.
No, you tell me the story and I'll
so
react.
So a man was brutally ripped to shreds in the bay of the off the coast of Sydney. People watched on and as
ooh,
his limbs
ouchy.
were torn from his torso and he cried in agony as no one came to his rescue.
Was there any other like swimmers around or something?
Ugh. Yikes. Ooh.
Yowza.
Oh, boo-boo.
Boo-boo.
Yeesh. Oh, my God. Bad day Monday.
Can we get the morbid girls on our show? Can we figure that out? And have them tell us a story?
I don't think they'll appreciate us making fun of the...
Yeah, that's yeesh. True. They do seem to take themselves dead seriously.
Yes. But as they... I mean... Ooh, pun intended. Let's get to our Wild Wednesday, Wacky Wild Wednesday segment of the week. This time we're playing the Esther Perel board game, Where Should We Begin?
Oh.
And Noah owns it, and so she is going to pick a card, which is a topic of which we should tell a story that is related to this topic. And then... she's going to pick the sentence structure for which we'll begin the story. Is that correct, Noah?
Yeah, there's a prompt card that sets the mood for the storyteller. It's like the mm-hmm. lens that sets the mood. And then the mm-hmm. story card, which is the opening phrase of the story.
Got it. Love it. Let's do it.
Okay. So the prompt card is taboo.
Okay.
And then the sentence is... a mistake I'll never make again.
Taboo. Okay. Taboo means
Taboo means, you know, society labels it as like, oh my gosh, you shouldn't do that.
All right. Okay.
A mistake I'll never make again is, I will say a mistake I will never make again is talking about my sex life in a way that implies someone else's experience by their name. That it, that talking about a taboo I'll never, a mistake I'll never make again is talking about my sex life in a way that someone else, I'm describing someone else's experience, which is not their own. So I can only, I from now on, I'm only going to talk about my sex life in terms of like what I experience and not what, and not implying that anyone else was there, because that is kind of, I've realized, not fair to the person that you share it with, that you are taking that from them of like what they experience by me saying like, I did this with blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. That's, to me, it's already taboo to talk about your sex life openly, but I'm going to, from now on.
That's been your whole like thing.
Yeah, but I won't do it by someone's, if I do do it, it's going to be vague and not implicate anyone else in it by name from now on. So that's my story, because I've just realized that I think that it sucks, because I'm someone who is obviously like very open about every fucking thing, especially stuff regarding sex. And sometimes the person, like, not everyone feels that way. Most people aren't the same way regarding sex, their sex life. But the hard part is when you talk about your sex life openly, you're always doing it with someone else if it's not masturbation. So you can't really talk about your sex life openly without including someone else.
Unless you're cheating,
yeah. But there's a way to do it that I'm open to, in which no one gets hurt. And I'm trepidatious. I just want to be more mindful of that my experience is my experience. And honestly, what I describe of my sex life could maybe not be their experience at all, or their motivation behind what we did or whatever. Like, I could say, oh, we did this because of this.
And you could also say you just did it 5 years ago.
Yes, I could. And that's what I will do. You know, like, I will not connect any stories I tell to like a specific.
Tell it in the future.
Yeah. But it is weird. Like,
3 years from now, I'll get this done to me.
Yes.
By a guy named Ricardo.
Yes. It's going to be tough if I ever get married to be like, so last week,
at my wedding,
some fucking dude.
A ghost fingered me.
Yeah, a ghost. It's only going to be a ghost. No, it's...
I love that when you text.
I just have to be a little bit... I just want to... As I get older, I think that... when I think of taboo, I think of comedy, and like the things we talk about on stage are supposed to be taboo. We're trying to challenge taboos, because taboos are usually used to silence victims and to make it so... Like the Cosby thing, like women didn't speak out about what happened to them, or like... You know, the Catholic Church makes sex such a dirty thing.
Yeah.
And so if something dirty happens to you as a child, you're told that, like, if you... There was a girl the other day on Reddit I read about, and she was a Filipino girl, and English was her second language. She's 14, and she said, it was on True Off My Chest, the subreddit, and it was like, my dad, I lost my virginity to my dad. He raped me, and I don't know what to do. She's 14. She's trying to process it. English is her second language. She's, like, telling the whole story. And she said that... Most of her complaint was not like my dad did this, is that he made me so I'm not a virgin anymore. And because she's Catholic, being a virgin is so important, and she is ruined. Not because she was just mad she was just sad and upset of the fact that she's ruined now. And she didn't want to tell anyone because she didn't want to be ruined, mm-hmm. because sex is so, you're supposed to be pure and you're not supposed to. Victims can't report because they are made to feel that anything they engage in sexually is, first of all, abusers are banking on children feeling like sex is dirty, and if they admit it, that they're going to be at fault. And they already feel like they are at fault because it feels like they did something to get this. So abusers get to like run wild if we keep making sex taboo. It's part of the problem. It's not the whole problem, but it's a part of the problem.
If you're not talking about it, though,
if we're saying that sex is this dirty thing, I can still talk about my sex life openly, and I want to keep doing that because I want to encourage people to talk about their own sex lives openly and not make it this thing that's dirty, because it isn't when it's done right. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Or even when it's done wrong, it's not, You're not dirty.
No, there's nothing wrong about anything sexually. No. What do you mean,
well, yes, there is. If your fucking father takes your virginity.
Yes, there's nothing wrong. Yes. There's nothing wrong about it. But when things are, when sex, which is a beautiful thing, which is the reason we all exist, when that is tabooized, whatever the word is.
Tabooized, yeah.
When that is florided, that was to call back.
I was thinking the same answer.
When it's florided, that means that when bad things do happen to you, you feel like, even if this was a good thing, I couldn't talk about it. So certainly when it's something that's bad, I definitely can't talk about it. And people always call, I've read comments in my, when I used to read my subreddit, where people are like, Nikki always says the thing about, oh, she can joke about molestation because, you know, even though she hasn't been molested, because it makes, you know, it just makes the conversation about molestation. It makes it like, let's just talk about being molested. It's a thing that happens all the time, but it is. And people go, oh, that's just such an excuse so she can get away with doing the joke she wants. No, it is not an excuse. It actually, these things, talking about being molested and being able to say people are here are more molested. I wasn't molested, but it's a thing that I avoided just by being lucky. It wasn't because I did anything right or my parents did anything right. Thus telling you, if you were molested, it's just you were unlucky in that way.
Yeah.
It wasn't your fault.
Trying to alleviate guilt on the victims.
Me making jokes about molestation is me bringing up a thing because I want to talk about it, because if you don't talk about it, the people that do it keep winning.
And the people that were molested can't talk about it because they've been shamed.
Because it's
to
so
not talk
awkward
about it.
If you tell us you're molested, that's really, keep that to yourself. Just only tell a therapist about that. Why? What if you can't afford a therapist? Then you keep it inside, and guess who gets to keep molesting? The molesters. Because if unless people can say, I was raped, I was molested, that guy did something weird to me that made me feel uncomfortable, they're going to keep doing it. And that's not me telling victims like, oh, if you don't speak up, you're creating more victims. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we need to make it more comfortable to say I was victimized. And by doing that, sometimes joking about subjects makes them more palatable to talk about in any way. That's my point. Where should you begin with your sentence?
I don't even know what the sentence
taboo.
Is. Taboo.
And then you start it with a mistake I'll never make again.
A mistake I'll never make again is driving after drinking. And I one time drove over a bridge the wrong way. And then it was in Palm Beach, which is a bridge where there's definitely a lot of cops all the time. And I drove over the bridge and I got halfway over and I realized I was going the wrong way. So I paused on top of the bridge and I go,
pause.
Do I, or I, whatever.
You watch too many videos. You pause and you meditated for a moment. Pausing is always related with take a pause.
What do I say? I stopped.
You stopped.
I braked.
Yeah, you stopped. But pause is just a funny. You could say pause. Funny word.
No, it's funny. So I paused and I pondered and then I braked.
Yeah.
And then I stopped. And I was like, do I reverse?
Did you Florida?
Do I reverse back or do I go forward and then try to
because
make
it
a U-turn?
Because it was there was no way to turn around.
Yes.
Oh my God. So what did you? I'm guessing you just went forward.
I reversed.
You reversed
all the way back down the bridge.
Oh my God. Drunk.
Hammered.
Dude, I mean,
and I, you know, I
thanks
parked.
For sharing that, because saying that you've drove drunk in the past is so taboo. People won't admit it because
when you get caught, when someone gets a fucking DUI, everyone's like, "Oh my God, can you believe
when
that
we've part? All
you drove drunk that
it.
Night? You fucking asshole!
Everyone has done it, or you've been in a car where someone was driving drunk and you knew they were drunk, or you've been in a plane where the pilot was drunk just because you flew Southwest. I'm just kidding. You're trying to save a buck. No, I just think that I will say that if you drink out there,
the autopilot's
if you're
drunk.
Someone who the autopilot's drunk. If you're someone out there who has driven drunk or
it's
you know,
okay. Just
it
don't
is
do
totally
it again.
Okay. Forgive yourself for it. You're not a bad person because obviously when you drink, it makes you do things that are really stupid. And if you're someone who's like, you're not a bad person, Nikki, you're saying that people that drunk drive aren't bad people. I don't think that most people want to hurt other people when they get into a car drunk.
No.
When this is the thing about drinking, and I hate to go back to this because some of you are probably like, I don't want to hear any more about your fucking proselytizing about not drinking. I don't care what you do. I'm telling you, if you still drink, enjoy yourself, use Uber. But when people say, I'm just going to have one drink or I'm not going to drive drunk and you start drinking, you forget that you're getting the person who said that drunk. So you don't, you're there. We've all done the thing where we go, I'm just gonna have two drinks. That person could only have two drinks that you are when you say that, when you have no drinks in you. But when two drink you,
oh,
says,
yeah, two drink you, just go, I'll just have one.
What's the best way to get someone to hang out? Just have a couple drinks. You know they're going to, Bill Cosby would give women drinks knowing that they were going to get into a state where they wouldn't be able to say no. He, you know, obviously expedited that by drugging their drinks. But alcohol is a drug that makes you stupider.
Yeah.
So you have to remember that your smart self doesn't want to drunk drive, but you get drunk and you get stupid. If you had a person who was very severely mentally handicapped with a driver's license, would you trust them to use their best judgment not to drive? Because that's what you're making. When you get super drunk, you turn into a person who is very mentally disabled. You're the same. Or a baby. You turn into a baby, essentially. So yeah. I just say to people who... The biggest freedom for me when I quit drinking was that when I get pulled over now, I almost, and also quitting smoking pot because like, I did used to drive a little
bit. Give me a sobriety test.
I swear to God, I would get excited when I got pulled over because it was this new freedom that I know I'm not guilty. And when I get pulled over by the TSA now, I haven't smoked pot since August. There is a freedom in knowing that they're not going to find anything. And if they do, it's an old thing from back when I like put a pot pen in a pocket.
Pot pen pocket.
Final thought. I can't tell you how great it is when you finally free yourself from things and you never have to worry about it again. And I'm extending this to, I used to be addicted to gum. I think it's the thing I talked about on here a little bit when I got into recovery for my eating disorder.
Oh, you're such a gumhead. Trident.
Oh, my God. I stopped. So the first thing I did, a lot of you wrote me the other day with the capitalized eating disorder help, and I gave you what I did to get help. And obviously, I'm not perfect. And a lot of people have actually written to me saying, hey, what you said today on the podcast really triggered me and made me feel like I needed to start dieting because you mentioned this thing. And I was like, holy shit, thank you for saying that, because my recovery is not like a straight line. It is like some days I'm not good. Some days I'm great, but at least I know where to return to. And it takes those kind of messages to remind me like, hey, I've been putting out some stuff and some thoughts. I've been having some negative thoughts that are trying to get me back into that thinking of wanting to starve, wanting to being obsessed with not being fat, whatever the fuck it is, because I think it's going to bring me happiness. And I've relied on besties to like keep me in check on that. And I really appreciated their honesty and being like, I love you, but hey, I just want to be honest with you. The thing you said really upset me. I love that. And it's just because I can take any criticism if it's laced with, I love you. And it doesn't even have to be like,
there's
a
way
to
criticize without being like, I can't believe she did this.
Like, if it comes from love, you're allowed to get mad at me. I don't like, if it comes from hate, that's a different thing. And I'm not open to really accepting things that are based in hate, because it just tells me that you probably are struggling with something. This has nothing to do with me.
On that post I did on Instagram today, some guy just wrote decent. And I block. I go, I don't need that in my life. Like that, decent.
First of all, it was so funny.
It
was so funny. I love reading the comments because everyone's like, holy, like how funny it was. It was so funny.
But the first comment I got, this guy just wrote decent. And I go, you're done with my life.
You're out.
Like that decent is worse than like.
Well, that's a great boundary because you're not going back at him. You're not fucking engaging with this. You don't get to.
And he'll write me. He'll go, I just wrote decent. I go, there's so much behind decent.
I have to say, though, there is something that guy could do to get you a follow back. Listen, dude, I wrote decent and I know how fucking shitty that was. And it's because I'm jealous of how funny you are. And I've been jealous of how funny you are before, Andrew, and made you feel insecure about it. Like my comment today was not being jealous of how funny. I was just going back to like my old thing. It was so funny. I reposted on my Instagram. It was so funny. I had to go between like, me writing, is this really funny, or me writing a joke about it? So, but there have been times where I've been jealous of how funny you are, and there's something in me that wants to like make you feel bad about it so that you don't, because I hate myself for not being as funny as you. And that's where that decent thing came from.
Yeah.
Now, if that guy's able to say that, he could follow you again. What a beautiful realization he could have. You would totally unblock him.
Also, here's the thing. If you think it's decent, I don't give a fuck. Just don't tell him. Like, why are you writing it?
I guarantee you he's jealous.
I get it. I get that. But I'm just saying, like, you think it's decent and, you can't handle criticism? Why are you putting it out in public?
Guess what? I don't want it. I can't handle criticism.
I don't really want it.
You know, what's wrong with saying I can't handle criticism?
Nothing.
When I say that I can't handle sugar, people, why is, I just know myself. Criticism makes me crazy. I know there are people that can't handle it. I know a stronger person might be able to. I can't.
Look,
it throws
I'm afraid
me
of
into
STDs.
A, yeah.
But what I really want to say is I'm afraid of criticism.
Being honestly, or whatever, being or like. Honest with what you can and can't handle and not being ashamed of being scared of heights, not being ashamed of
being,
reading comments
shitty
about yourself.
Comments, like,
not being ashamed of being triggered by skinny women on Instagram and having to block them. I have to do that sometimes because for my mental sanity, that's what's going to protect me, and I'm not ashamed to say it.
Man up.
I want to say,
up and
though,
then fucking take the comments. It's like, why?
When
why?
Someone... So I used to be addicted to gum, and... So when I tell you that quitting drinking has freed me from ever worrying about DUIs, that is one of the, and it, quitting drinking freed me from worrying about DUIs. And also, if I don't remember someone that I meet and they go, oh, we met before, you remember? I go, I did this as a joke, but I go, not drinking is the best thing, because when I meet someone now and they go, oh, we've already met, I go, was it before 2011? That's when I quit drinking. And they go, no, it was 2013. I go, well, that's on you. That's not my fault. Like, I have a I can just say I have a bad memory now, or you didn't stand out. It's, you need to get a better personality for me to remember you, because I always used to feel so guilty about being blackout drunk all the time. Yeah. And I used to make excuses about it. Of like, I used to pretend I remembered it. My dad had COVID. Did you know that at one point?
Oh, you just remembered?
Yeah. Just wanted to say that my dad had COVID in the fall. Totally non sequitur.
It's not a it's a non sequitur, but obviously
just know that
still...
I have to say, you guys don't understand. It's a long story.
Listen, metamates.
Metamates, I know you're confused that I just said that, but just know that it's just a fact that my dad had COVID in the fall, and I just want to say that. There's nothing wrong with having COVID. That's another thing. Well, I mean, this actually connects us perfectly.
I mean, herpes, like all that
people
stuff.
People are so ashamed to say they had COVID. They can say it now where, like, I had it, but when they are currently going through it, it's like bed bugs. It's like this shame. Like, guess what? You're no different than you. And people always want to go, where did I get it from? How did you get it? Who can I blame for giving this to me? And guess what? It doesn't fucking matter. We're all doing things where we could get COVID any fucking time. It doesn't matter how you got it. You got it. And we're all you're not worse. You're not grosser than anyone else. You're not more reckless than anyone else. For the most part, you know, there are certain extenuating circumstances.
If you're someone that at the whole time has been going to a club and grinding on people and millions of people and you're sweating, that's on you. But if you're living your life and you're going to the supermarket,
stop this like manhunt for who gave who COVID, whose fault is it? Guess what? It's a lab in China's fault, or whatever you want to believe. Like,
no, it's Jeff Bezos.
You can
remember,
trace it all the way back. It's like therapy. It's your parents' fault for how you act the way you are. Well, it's their parents' fault. Well, then it's their parents' fault. It's like you go on, and it's just like, it doesn't matter. Just you got it. You didn't want to get it. It's not your fault that you got it. It's not it doesn't make you a bad person.
Is that Taylor Swift or Shakespeare?
I just want to finish my thought about the gum thing. It was a great ham trip. I want to just say, because I had so many people write to me about the eating disorder rant I went on the other day, and it seemed to really help some people, is that when you quit drinking, you free yourself from all these things that you didn't know. It's not only like you're not getting drunk and you feel like shit. You just like, you don't have to worry about these things that you don't realize you worry about in the wake of it. Do you have any of those with drinking, Andrew?
Yeah. I mean, it's, the list is longer than
just remembering everything you do is kind of a cool thing. That is something.
My biggest thing was New York mornings on Sunday morning.
Yeah. Now you get to enjoy them.
And you know, I enjoy my mornings more than my, but it is true. Like there's something about, there's nothing better than 11 a.m. eating brunch and seeing hungover people, and you're smiling ear to ear, taking everything in.
Yeah, like, I don't feel good about that, but it's I always feel bad with people that I get hungover. I talked to one yesterday, and I go, because I used to have a joke about it, and it's true. Being hungover is the worst because you feel like absolute hell, and no one feels sorry for you. And the best part
about
being sick,
where did you get the alcohol?
Exactly, it's your fault. And no one, and people should feel sorry. I feel sorry for you. If you're hungover, write me and I'll go, you poor baby, treat yourself well today. I will not blame you because it isn't your fault that you feel sick even though you drank a bunch. That's not your fault. You're
and write
struggling.
Me that, because then I'll enjoy my Sunday more in the
but
sun.
But anyway, I will say that like when I quit gum, I didn't realize a huge thing that was constantly on my mind because I was addicted to gum and I was ashamed of my addiction. So I would always try to hide how often I was putting in new pieces. I would go through like 3 packs of gum a day, and it's like cigarettes. You know, I was up to sometimes 5, like on really bad days where I was trying not to eat and I was just obsessively chewing gum. I got sores in my mouth. I mean, my life was hell with gum. But one of the biggest things was gum, if there's not a trash can around, you have to like, you don't swallow it. You have to spit it out, put it in a little wrapper, and then put it in a pocket or put it in your purse. My life was constantly gum being in pockets and ruining my laundry, gum being in pockets of things where people would like go to look for something and they'd be like, why are there 30 little chewed up gum wrappers?
Yeah.
And it was so embarrassing. My life was constantly mitigating against people discovering my addiction and getting rid of gum wrappers and storing them up until there were so many and like just gum being everywhere. And it made me feel gross. And I didn't realize in quitting gum that I would never, when people are like, hey, I can go get that for you, Nikki. I used to go, no, bring me my purse, because they could not go in there because they would see my gum addiction. Now I go, yeah, go get in my purse. There's nothing to hide.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful life.
It's like my mom with cigarettes, or like goes back to your mom with cigarettes. Like both our moms quit cigarettes. Mine, unfortunately, not till later.
I used to have
so
many
like,
fucking secrets everywhere with food in my life. Wrappers, just half-eaten things. Throw up in the toilet. So many things I was hiding from like someone like you, someone like Noah, like my best friends. I wouldn't let them see that side of me, and they would see it, but they wouldn't talk about seeing it. And it's just so free that you could go in my room and go in any drawer, anything. That's why I created that game where we go in each other's rooms, because that is the first time in my life
since March of
2020, when I got recovered from eating disorder, that I have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
It's the first time. And it's a beautiful thing. And so I encourage all of you to seek that kind of freedom in your life, because it took me until I was 35 to do it. So it's never too late. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Don't be cur and
Jack Russell Terrier.
I think I did that one before, but I'll allow it.
Ruff, ruff. You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.